And now, gambling terms. Snake eyes. Rolling ones with a pair of dice. Double down. Doubling the original bet for one more card. Bad beat. When your strong hand gets beat. Illegal gambling can put you at risk. Protect our communities. Play legit and gamble only where it's legal. Learn more now at PlayLegitCO.com. A message from the Colorado Division of Gaming. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Now, needless to say, the rental crisis has had many negative effects on prospective tenants, and unfortunately, there are many bad actors wishing to exploit the situation. So perhaps it's unsurprising to learn that there's been a wave of rental scams in Ireland over the last few years. How do they work? How do you spot them? Well, Conor McGarry is CEO and founder of Rent Dodo. He joins me now. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What is Rent Dodo?
It's a platform for tenants and landlords. The core feature is verifying users. So we scan people's passports, we do a live ID check, and then we're able to say that they're genuine landlords or renters. And that's kind of based on the idea of kind of cutting out rental scams.
Yeah, now the scam artists are not going to go on Rent Dodo, are they?
Well, that's the way we want it. It should be kind of the question people should ask, like, why are you not using a verification platform? And then that would kind of hopefully then discourage the scammers, from, and I suppose make tenants aware as well that, they should be asking people for ID.
They should be asking for ID, but it is, from a landlord's point of view, it is a seller's market at the moment. Too few properties available for too many wannabe tenants.
That's right. But I suppose tenants can still be armed with kind of information about questions to ask and things to look out for so that they don't fall foul to a scam. So I suppose, the classic scammer is obviously using pressure tactics on would-be tenants. And, tenants should be aware that, your letting agent or your kind of your bona fide landlord, they don't use these tactics. There is a process that you go through, and certainly, they're not looking for money up front. There's always a viewing that takes place. There's always a certain amount of due diligence that goes on. So if someone, is kind of saying, pay me the deposit now, before you even, arrange a viewing, like that's an instant red flag. And by using verification technology, you kind of help, eliminate or certainly tackle rental scammers. It discourages them. Where you kind of find these scammers kind of, it's not on the kind of, the well-established, platforms that exist. It's more like social media groups and stuff like that are unregulated. So any user can kind of create a profile, purport to kind of advertise a property, and that's a captive audience. People are kind of desperate to put a roof over their heads, and certainly people that might be not experienced with the process, they might be like newly arrived in Ireland, or they might be a student that haven't rented before. They kind of are more likely to fall foul to these scams.
I heard Joe Duffy talking to people last week who had been scammed by people living in an Airbnb for a few days, and they were looking ostensibly for a flat share. So when the people arrived at the Airbnb, there was the smell of cooking in the air, the telly was on, it looked like these people were living there permanently, but they were only there for a few days. They scammed, I don't know how many people, out of €1,700 apiece.
Yeah, it's they're kind of like, I suppose, kind of tourist scammers, they're in and out in a couple of days and they can hit 10, 20 people. I suppose what people should, prospective tenants should be aware of a couple of things. First of all, and the Gardaí, I say this as well, that you should ask a landlord, whoever you're renting from, whether it's a room or full property, ask for ID. And know kind of, your genuine landlord will not kind of, have an issue with that. And then there's other things as well, like if it's a letting agent, and I've seen two cases in the last month of, on various social media sites of, people purporting to be a letting agency, which is very worrying. So a letting agency will have a PSR number, a property service registry authority number, and they're regulated for the last 10, 12 years. A full property to rent will have a BER cert, or at least it should. And that's something you can look up on a government database. I'd also kind of look for things like, look up the RTB website. Is there an existing, lease registered to that property? And that will give you an idea then, if it's a legitimate rental or not. searching the address is obviously a good one. You know, kind of, was it used before in an ad? Was it actually on Airbnb? That's a good way of kind of eliminating that. And then you can, you know, I suppose never pay anything over until you get the viewing. And then when you get to the viewing, you know, maybe they might be able to provide some sort of proof that they own the property, like, you know, a local property tax receipt or a utility bill or something like that.
Now, you know, people don't go around with €1,700 in their pocket in cash. So when they're looking to be paid, how do these scammers typically ask to be paid? Do they give an IBAN? Because an IBAN is, in theory, traceable by the Gardaí.
It is, but it might be, you know, a non-Irish IBAN. You know, some of them might say, I'm currently based in the UK or something like that. Certainly never pay in cash. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, it might be a bit quaint, but, you know, people paying by check or bank draft is still one of the most kind of safest ways. It's one of the most traceable ways. The European Commission is looking at bringing in, you know, regulations around, you know, push payments that scammers use using IBANs that you would have better recourse if you did fall foul to paying something via, you know, bank transfer to an IBAN. And if you are paying, make sure that it's an Irish IBAN. If it's not an Irish IBAN, that would be, you know, an instant red flag.
Now, the question of what might be done, if you like, on a more global level to make sure that all properties are kosher properties, is there anything the government could be doing? I mean, the notion that someone can walk into an Airbnb, pretend they own it, and then advertise for a flat share, and that's not traceable in some way. I mean, that property must have been advertised somewhere, maybe on TikTok or wherever. But in turn, it must have been found by the scammer on some Airbnb-type site. So there should be a trail.
There should be. And in Ireland, if you're buying a property, there's a lot of checks to go through. You know, you actually hire solicitors to do land registry searches and all of that. When you're renting, and the sums of money are, you know, the monthly sums of money we're paying over in renting, it's often more than the mortgage. But there's no checks like that, and people don't hire solicitors. They don't do land registry searches when they're renting a property.
Yeah. I'm just wondering though, if you've got flat X in development Y that's being used as a scam, those people who rented that Airbnb type property are going to have paid by a credit card or some account to the Airbnb people, because that's the way Airbnb business is done. In case you damage anything, they have your credit card number. Therefore, they have your identity. Now, it shouldn't be beyond the wit of the Gardaí to follow that trail.
Exactly. You know, there would be, like, you know, obviously go to the Gardaí and they can follow it up with Airbnb. But I suppose you should never get to that stage at the beginning. You know, you should be able to kind of, you know, look at properties, inquire about properties, and then rent properties freely and safe in the knowledge that, you know, that person renting that property and that property, you know, there's an established link there. They own it or they're the letting agent for it.
All right. Well, the main message is renter beware. Renter beware. Do as many checks as you possibly can. Make sure the property is real. Make sure that the landlord is a real individual. And maybe the PRTB can give you a steer on whether this is a regular rental property. Anyway, Conor, thank you very much for joining us. Conor McGarry is founder and CEO of the Irish rental property site Rent Dodo.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.